This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to the channel. Where are your priorities? I wanted to give a small short reminder since we have entered into this space of MGL and we got a lot of the youth coming to us and joining our Discord and we want to make sure that we understand what priorities mean. I've discussed this in the stream reminders as well as on our server. For those of you not in Discord with us, the link is right here below in the description. Talking about priorities, we as Muslims need to make sure that we put our priorities in check. These things that we're doing here, like gaming and car talk and tech talk and all these other things that will be on the channel, these are hobbies. These are hobbies. And hobbies are on the bottom tier of the list when it comes to our priorities, and we do them in our free time. Free time. The priorities need to be in a proper descending order in order for our lives to have blessing and in order for us to be rewarded. And the highest tier of that, the very top, the pinnacle of our responsibilities have to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Have to be the obedience to Allah Jalla wa Ala, the servitude to Allah, the worship to Allah, and the obedience to His Messenger, and everything falls after that. Your parents next, your family next, yourself in that order, your family, your friends, schooling, job, work, and then hobbies come at the very bottom when you have your free time. You have to make sure, brothers and sisters, that we put things in those proper orders. The first and primary responsibility of every single believer is to Allah Jalla wa Ala and His Messenger. That comes at the top. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind and jinn but to worship me. That is our top priority, is to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. It doesn't matter what else is going on. That comes above all other priorities. That comes above friend, that comes above family, that comes above parents, schooling, work, everything. Is the responsibilities, the rights that we have to give to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this is something very beautiful. The Prophet ﷺ said that if we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His right, if we give Allah His right to worship Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a right over Allah that He does not punish us. That we will have a right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He does not punish us if we fulfill His right to worship Him and give Him His proper place in our lives. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhul jalali wal ikram. So we have to make sure, brothers and sisters, that we are putting that first. I don't care what else you're doing. I don't care if you're in the middle of a term paper. I don't care if you're talking to friends. I don't care if family is there. I don't care if you're in the middle of a football match and it's a close game and you're about to win. I don't care what else is going on. If it becomes time, for instance, to pray salah, and that time is about to expire and you need to pray, stop it, drop it, leave it. Whatever else it is, put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's priority in check, give Him His right, and then you can carry on with whatever else it is that you are doing. That priority has to be in its place or you will find problems. You will find problems. That is our honor. When Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu went to Jerusalem to take the keys of Jerusalem and turn it over to the believers again, he was walking because it was his time to walk and pull the animal that his servant was riding because they were taking turns on the long journey. When Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu saw him coming like this, he approached him and he said, "These people are used to pomp and circumstance. You should present yourself a little bit better to them so that they can see some respect in you." He actually hit Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah on the chest and he said, "If it were not for you, Abu Ubaidah, if you were not who you were, I would have been much harsher with you. Let me tell you something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us, favored us with Islam. If we seek that honor and favor in anything else, Allah will humiliate us, will humiliate us." We have to put those priorities in check, brothers and sisters. Hobbies are in our free time. If you find that they are consuming you and overtaking responsibilities, leave them, drop them, let them go. You would rather put that down to pick up your honor in Islam than to put the honor of Islam down to pick up these silly hobbies. They are hobbies. They are something that we're doing. Alhamdulillah, we're trying to reach out to the youth, and that is one of the reasons why I'm doing this. I've been involved, alhamdulillah, in the da'wah for over 12 years and always are looking for an opportunity to reach our youth better. And I found a way through this MGL, and we're using this to the best of our ability, but we're also going to use it to try to remind our youth, our brothers and sisters, to where to put their priorities. I want to tell you a very small story because I want to be able to keep these videos quite short. We're going to try to keep them 10, 15 minutes or under, inshallah. This is a story I've said many times in my travels. And when I thought of this and it hit me. The weight of this hit me. SubhanAllah, it changed how I perceived things. If you are a Muslim, you are chosen by Allah, favored by Allah, honored by Allah with faith, with Iman. That is something that cannot be repaid. That is a gift and a wealth you cannot imagine. I want you to think about something really quick as we end this. For the rest of the day, just try to think about this. The very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the pen. And then He told that pen, "Uktub," write. And that pen asked, "My Lord, what should I write?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, write everything that would ever happen at any time, at any place throughout existence. And so the pen wrote it all. And that book is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That book is the book, the Torah was revealed from the Injil, the Quran. Every year when the Qadr comes down in the month of Ramadan, it comes from this massive book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written about all existence. I want you to think about something. Somewhere in that book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told that pen to write your name. And then in writing the story of your life, Allah Jalla wa Ala told that pen to write that you would be guided, that you would be a Muslim, that you would be favored, that you would be honored, that you would be chosen to be a part of this nation. SubhanAllah. I have no idea how we can repay our Lord for that favor. Somewhere in my story, Allah Jalla wa Ala wrote in 1998, in that year, on that month, on this day, at this moment, I am going to open His heart. I am going to open His breast and guide Him to my way, guide Him to my path, guide Him to the truth. Even if Allah gave you a million lifetimes, you could not repay that debt of guidance, of the favor that Allah chose to give you in guiding you to Islam. This is why we place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the priority first. This is why I traveled for 12 years giving the da'wah and trying to help other people understand the message of Islam and trying to help bring our youth and others closer to the practicing of the religion and giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His rights. Because we owe it to Him in the smallest way that we can to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His right, place Him in the pinnacle of importance in our life and then everything else in a descending fashion to make our life have barakah, have blessing. So make sure, brothers and sisters, you are putting your priorities first. Make sure they're in check. Make sure that nothing else extends above those priorities, even if you have to write them down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His worship and His obedience, His messenger, His obedience, my parents, the love for them and obedience to them, my family, the way I must take care of them, myself, the rights that I owe to myself, and then schoolwork, friends, work, hobbies, in that descending order. If something comes out of place, take a moment, reflect, check yourself, and fix it. Make sure these things don't overtake anything else. Make sure they don't become addictions. Make sure that the priorities are in check, insha'Allahu ta'ala. And that is what the type of things we're going to continue to put forward on this channel. We're going to do some car video, build video. I'm going to talk about the cars that I built. You see a couple of them back here. We're going to talk about tech. We're going to talk about martial arts and fitness, etc. A lot of different things here. And then over on my second channel, for those of you who don't know, I run a second channel, and that channel is dedicated to Islamic only content. I don't want people to think that we're over here just we've gone off into the gaming scene. No, we have another channel, Path to Peace. It's linked in the description. Path to number 2 Peace on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We stream over there. On Tuesdays, we're doing The Devil's Deception by Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. On Thursdays, we do Dawah Do's and Don'ts and open Q&A session. And then on Saturdays, we have members only live chat sessions, chat and chill sessions, where our members can call in, insha'Allah. So please give a subscribe over there and check us out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the content that we post over there, that's where the Reflections podcast happens as well. This content will be my personal page for my personal content, for things that I feel a personal favor to. We're going to talk about gaming. We're going to talk about MGL. This is the home of MGL. We're going to talk about car builds. We're going to talk about tech. We're going to talk about anything. Talk about life. This is my personal page for my personal self. Now that I have the time to delve into these ventures. So please like, give a like and subscribe to the video, and insha'Allah ta'ala, pass this on to someone you think it may benefit to you. And we'll see you on the next one, insha'Allah. It's your brother Yush Evans telling you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.